This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. An emerging Christian movement that seeks to take dominion over politics, business, and culture in preparation for the end times and the return of Jesus is establishing a presence in American politics. The leaders are considered apostles and prophets gifted by God for this role. The International Apostolic and Prophetic Movement was named the New Apostolic Reformation, or NAR, by its leading architect, C. Peter Wagner. My guest, Rachel Tabachnik, has been researching and writing about this movement. She says, although the movement is larger than the network of apostles organized by Wagner, and not all those connected with the movement describe themselves as part of Wagner's NAR, the apostles and prophets of the movement have an identifiable ideology that separates them from other evangelicals. Two ministries in the movement, The Call, led by Lou Engel, and the International House of Prayer, led by Mike Bickle, helped organize Rick Perry's recent prayer rally, where apostles and prophets from around the nation spoke or appeared on stage. The Kenyan pastor who anointed Sarah Palin at the Wasilla Assembly of God Church in 2005, while praying for Jesus to protect her from the spirit of witchcraft, is also part of this movement. My guest, Rachel Tabachnik, researches the impact of the religious right and end-time narratives on American politics. She writes for the website Talk to Action. Rachel Tabachnik, welcome to Fresh Air. For people who haven't heard about the New Apostolic Reformation, and I'd say that's the majority of the people overwhelmingly, what are some of the basic beliefs or goals of this group?
I would say the basic beliefs begin with the idea of dominionism. And dominionism is simply that Christians of this belief system must take control over all the various institutions of society and government. They have some unusual concepts of what they call spiritual warfare that have not been seen before in other groups. Spiritual warfare is a common term in evangelicalism and in Christianity, but they have some unique approaches and unique spins on this that distinguish them from other groups.
And that literally have to do with casting demons out of people and religions, and
they use this in terms of evangelizing. So whereas we might be accustomed with the idea of saving souls, of missionaries or evangelical work to save individual souls, they believe that they can, through this demon warfare, take control over entire communities or perhaps nations or people groups, an ethnic group, a religious group, and so forth, because they believe that they are doing spiritual warfare at this higher level against these demonic principalities, what they call demonic principalities.
So I've been reading about the New Apostolic Reformation. Tell me if you think that I've gotten this right at all. My understanding is that they're a group that believes in the end times, that there will be a second coming of Christ, that certain things need to be accomplished on earth before he comes, and that it's their job, it's the job of the apostles to listen to what Jesus is telling them so that they can get the world ready for his second coming. Yes?
Yes. What this group believes is that they must reorganize Protestant Christianity under their leadership. So instead of having all of these different denominations in Protestantism, they would unify the church, the Protestant church, into one body under the leadership of their apostles. And then the other thing that distinguishes them is this idea that in order to do this, they must take control over society and government, and that they will do this in large part through this warfare that they are conducting with demons.
So how does this new movement, the New Apostolic Reformation, connect to American politics?
This is a very political movement. In fact, I would call it a religio-political movement in that it has networked across the United States in something that looks like a hybrid between a religious denomination and a political party. For example, they have what are called prayer warrior networks in all 50 states, and they have very strong opinions about the direction that they want the country to take. They teach what is called dominionism. And the idea of dominionism, or dominion theology, is that all areas of society and government should come under the control of God through these apostles and prophets, and that all of these areas of society should represent Christian and biblical values. They have interesting campaigns. One that's been very successful for the last few years is called the Seven Mountains Campaign. And what this means is they teach that they are reclaiming the seven mountains of culture and society. And those mountains are arts and entertainment, business, education, family, government, media, and religion. Then business is considered to be one of the most important mountains to reclaim control, because this is the way that they finance the other mountains.
So when they want to, like, reclaim government or politics, what does that mean?
They teach quite literally that these mountains have fallen under the control of demonic influences in society, and therefore they must reclaim them for God in order to bring about the kingdom of God on earth.
And what are some of the major issues that they think are important?
Well, they're the typical religious right hot-button issues, if you will. Anti-abortion, anti-gay rights, but they also have a laissez-faire market ideology, the belief that government should not be involved in social safety nets, that the country is becoming socialist, if not communist. So a Tea Party mentality.
And I think that they also advocate, tell me if I'm wrong here, the privatization of schools, of the school
yes.
system.
All of the typical, you know, what we've come to call Tea Party issues of very small government. And in the case of the apostles, they believe this because they believe that a large government, or a government that handles the safety net, is taking away what is the domain of the church and of Christianity.
And what kind of authority do they want in government?
They want the authority to align government with what they believe is the kingdom of God, with biblical values and their interpretation. Let me back up and say something about dominionism. Dominionism is very different than having strong beliefs, or even having very strong beliefs about one's evangelical values. Dominionism is very controversial inside of the conservative and evangelical world. It's a specific theology that states that somehow God lost control of the earth when Satan tempted Adam and Eve in the garden, and that humans must help God regain control of the earth. And the way that they do this is by taking dominion over society and government. The apostles and prophets have an interesting twist on this. They're not the only dominionist movement out there. Some people may be familiar with Rushdoony and Christian Reconstructionism. This is a different brand of dominionism. And the apostles teach what's called strategic level spiritual warfare, with the idea being that the reason why there is sin and corruption and poverty on the earth is because the earth is controlled by a hierarchy of demons under the authority of Satan. And so they teach that not just evangelizing souls one by one, as we're accustomed to hearing about, they teach that they will go into a geographic region or to a people group and conduct these spiritual warfare activities in order to remove the demons from the entire population, or the demonic control over the entire population. And this is what makes what they are doing quite different than other conservative evangelical or fundamentalist groups of the past.